Chapter 14. Marcus. Marcus did not like water. It scared him. There was something about the smell of the ocean that made him feel sick. When he was younger, his father, Sonny, told him that black people did not like water because they were brought over to America on slave ships. Marcus always nodded patiently when his father said things like that. Sonny was always talking about slavery. His father hated white people, and even if Marcus did not agree with everything he said, it was because of what his father told him that Marcus became interested in studying America more closely. Marcus was studying at Stanford University, and Sonny was proud of him. Marcus called him every Sunday afternoon to check in on him. "Your mama says hi," said Sonny. "Don't lie," said Marcus. The last time he had seen his mother, Amani, was the day he finished high school. "Anyway, how are you doing?"
"I'm good," said Sonny.
"Don't worry about me. Keep your head in your books and don't think about me." Marcus did not know what he wanted to study for his research paper. Originally, he wanted to look into the system that had meant his great-grandfather H had to work as a prisoner in the mines for years. But the more he researched the topic, the more he realized there was so much to talk about. If he talked about H, then he had to talk about his grandmother, Willie, and how she had left the South to come to Harlem. And if he talked about Willie, then he would have to talk about his father and his drug addiction, too. It was all too much, and he did not know where to begin. Marcus gave up studying for the day and went to meet his friend, Deontay. They were going to an Afro-Caribbean dance party. When they arrived, Deontay immediately found a girl he thought was pretty, but it was her friend who caught Marcus's eye. Marcus and Deontay approached the two girls and introduced themselves. The one that Deontay liked had long, curly hair. She smiled at them.
"I'm Kai, and this is my friend, Marjorie."
Marcus smiled at Marjorie. She had a lovely face, and around her neck, she wore a beautiful black stone necklace. "Nice to meet you, Marjorie," said Marcus. Marcus and Marjorie quickly became friends. Marjorie taught Marcus about Ghana and where her family came from. "This is the Ashanti region," said Marjorie, pointing to a map of Ghana on her wall. "We were from here originally, but my grandmother moved down to Cape Coast to be closer to the beach."
"I hate the beach," said Marcus.
"Why?" asked Marjorie. "Are you scared of it?"
"I guess so," said Marcus.
"You know what I'm scared of?" asked Marjorie.
"I'm scared of fire. My grandmother used to say we were born from fire, but I never knew what she meant."
"Have you been back to Ghana recently?" asked Marcus.
"No," said Marjorie softly.
"I haven't been back since my grandmother died. When my parents were alive, they used to try to make me go, but it was too painful after losing her. After my parents died, I didn't see the point in going anymore."
Marcus and Marjorie took a trip to Pratt City to help Marcus with his research project. They found an old blind man who insisted that he knew Marcus's great-grandpa H when he was a little boy, but that was all they could find out. Marcus was disappointed. He wanted to learn more about his family history. He felt proud learning about H and all he had done, but it hurt him that he did not know who H's father was or who H's grandfather was. What about their mothers? Marcus wanted to know it all, and he could not. America had stolen all of that history from him. Instead of telling Marjorie that, Marcus said, "Do you know why I'm scared of the ocean?" Marjorie shook her head. "It's because of all the space. I have no idea where it begins and no idea where it ends." Marjorie was quiet for a moment. "I bet you would like the beach at Cape Coast. It's beautiful there. Not like anything you would see in America." "I've never left this country. I don't think anyone in my family has."
Marcus looked around Pratt City. He knew he was not going to find what he was looking for there. He did not know if he would ever find it. All right, he said. Let's go.
Marcus wanted to see Cape Coast Castle. I've never been, said Marjorie. That's what the black tourists do when they come here.
Well, I'm black, said Marcus, and I'm a tourist.
Marjorie sighed and agreed to go to the castle. The outside of the castle was white. Marcus wondered if there were ghosts there. When they entered, it was dirty. A man inside offered them a tour and slowly showed them around the castle. The guide showed them where the church inside the castle was. It was above the dungeon below, where they kept the slaves. After that, the guide took them down in the dungeon. There were no windows. There was no air. This is where the females were kept, said the guide. The room still smelled. They kept as many as 250 women here for about 3 months at a time. Then they would lead them out of this door. He pointed to a door with a sign above it that said, Door of No Return. Then they would go out onto the beach to the ships that waited to take them away. Suddenly, Marcus felt sick. He did not want to be in the castle dungeon any longer. He did not think. He started to push at the door. He could hear the guide asking him to stop. He could hear Marjorie shouting at him, but he did not care. The door fell open, and Marcus ran out onto the beach.
Marcus! Shouted Marjorie. Marcus, wait!
Marcus kept running until he reached the edge of the beach where the water touched the sand. Marjorie caught up to him, and, after a moment of silence, they both walked into the water. Marjorie ran ahead, and Marcus followed. The waves crashed down on him, but he was not scared. He could hear Marjorie laughing, and soon he laughed too. Marjorie swam over to where Marcus was standing. Here, I want you to have this, she said, as she took off her black stone necklace and put it around Marcus's neck. Welcome home. Penguin Readers, Homegoing. Yaw Jesse, Level 7. Retold by Saffron Alexander. Series Editor, Sarl Pitts. Read by Narissa Bradley. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2022.